I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Recently, seven mosquito pools representing seven different locations tested positive for West Nile virus in Washtenaw Parish. The pools were collected August 13th through 15th. Pool locations include Monroe and River Oak Subdivision, the Garden District, and one between Forsyth Avenue and the Washtenaw River. The other locations were in West Monroe, with one in Darbone Hills Subdivision and one near Hidden Lake Subdivision. One was also located near Pine Hill Subdivision in Calhoun, and one mosquito pool in Sterlington near Highway 2. Washtenaw Mosquito Abatement plans aerial spraying of these areas on Tuesday and Thursday. Louisiana's U.S. Senate race is shaping up to be a big race. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more from a political observer.
Political analyst Bernie Pinsonet says the expectation in the U.S. Senate race is that Democratic incumbent Mary Landrieu and Republican Bill Cassidy will face off in a December runoff. Pinsonet says this election is very important.
It has national implications and it has state implications.
He says on a state level, if Landrieu loses, there would be no statewide elected official from the Democratic Party. On a national level, a runoff for the Senate seat could mean all eyes would be on Louisiana the first week of December.
If that is the election that decides who controls the U.S. Senate.
Eric Gill reporting.
A Shreveport newspaper reports that African Americans make up nearly all of those arrested or ticketed for breaking the city's ordinance against walking in the street if there's a sidewalk. The Times reports that a public records request shows the 276 people have been ticketed or arrested for breaking the law since the start of 2011, and only 18 were white. From 2005 through September 12 of 2010, blacks made up 92% of the people ticketed or arrested for walking in the street. Shreveport Police Chief Willie Shaw would not answer the newspaper's questions about the ordinance or its findings that the ordinance appears to be disproportionately enforced against blacks. A department statement says officers are encouraged to use discretion in stops and arrests. The Southern University Board of Supervisors has voted 9-4 against extending President Ronald Mason's contract. It expires June 30th. Several faculty members and at least one board member have called for his immediate resignation. Mason came to Southern University in 2010. He'd been at Jackson State for 10 years after 20 years at Tulane University in New Orleans. Before voting on Mason's contract, the board rejected his call for power to hire whoever he found necessary to make Southern's Baton Rouge campus a top five historically black university and a top 200 public university nationally within 7 years. Mason then told the board he would not accept an extension. He says he'll return to being a teacher in Southern University's Law Center. The KEDM weather forecast, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day today, otherwise mostly sunny and hot with high in the mid-90s. Heat index values could reach as high as 103 later this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies this evening with the low in the low 70s.